Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
The Cowboys, America's team, they got their head coach. Almost all head coaching vacancies have been filled up. Keyword, almost. We'll discuss. Conference championship weekend. Commanders and Eagles. Bills and Chiefs. And I already miss college football. Welcome on in, folks. This is Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. We're going to take you at 9 to 10 a.m. 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. We are presented by my good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Damian, it's freezing. Couple of things. Damian, it is absolutely freezing outside. I mean, what is going on? I looked at the people around the office, okay, a couple of days ago. Our GM, Stephanie Prince, our program director and Colin and I's boss, Brian Rowitz. What the hell is going on here? I didn't think it got under 65 degrees in this place.
Sunny South Florida, huh? I mean, I bet coming from Ohio, you never expected cold like this. But it almost feels like we're in Ohio, huh?
Damien, it was 40 degrees when I woke up this morning.
Very nice to sleep in, I will say that.
What is going on? I'm ready for 75 and sun. I'm ready for 75 and sun. When I moved to West Palm Beach, I didn't think that I'd have to be wearing a hoodie and sweatpants. Damien, I don't have many clothes.
Yeah, you probably didn't bring any. But I will say,
I've worn this hoodie and sweatshirt for 2 days straight.
Enjoy it
now.
Because in a few months we are going to be in the summer, and Florida summer is no joke. And
I moved down here July 19th, man. I will take 95 and sunny and roasting at the pool any day of the week. So honestly, I'm done with this.
I would too. I enjoy this cold, but only for a week or two, and then just get me back to that warm weather.
Now that that's taken care of, folks, it is freezing. I am all done with this. Second off, we got a lot of things to cover today. There's been a lot of developments on the head coaching side. All vacancies have basically been filled up. The Saints are the only team that needed a job. Folks, imagine being the Saints, right? We kind of knew that this was the less desirable job in the NFL just because of all the money problems that they're in, the state of the franchise. You got a Carr making a ton of money, and you don't know if Carr's the quarterback of the future. Damien asked me if Carr is the quarterback of the future.
Is Derek Carr the quarterback of the future?
Absolutely not. And absolutely not. So now let's take it care of. They need a quarterback. They don't have a lot of money. They need a head coach. Who makes sense here? 888-760-3776. We've had a ton of head coaching hires. Let's go through all of them. The Patriots hired Mike Vrabel. The Lions coordinators all gone. Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator for the Lions, is now with the Bears. Aaron Glenn, their defensive coordinator, now with the Jets. We didn't get a chance. So, folks, you can listen to Russo and Rizzo, Colin Russo and myself, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Colin and I talked to Mike Tannenbaum, who was in charge of the Jets head coaching search. He was the president of football operations for the Miami Dolphins. He was the former GM for the Jets. He's got a very close relationship with Woody Johnson and the New York Jets, hence why he was on the task force of finding a coach. I wish we could have talked to Mike T this week to kind of go through maybe the process. Maybe he would give us some tea leaves of the process of hiring Aaron Glenn. The Buccaneers and Liam Cohen, Cohen's heading to Jacksonville. We'll get into that. That's an insane story. Colin and I went through that story yesterday on the air. If you haven't heard, folks, it's I think a bit immature on both sides, on the Jaguars side and the Liam Cohen side. Pete Carroll to the Raiders, and now the latest, Brian Schottenheimer. Brian Schottenheimer, longtime assistant. He's been an assistant coach basically since 2002 when he was on the coaching staff for his dad, Marty Schottenheimer, for the San Diego, at the time, the San Diego Chargers. Now, Marty Schottenheimer, I love him. That's his old man. His old man is Marty Schottenheimer. He was a longtime coach for the Browns in the 80s. My old man speaks greatly, you know, very good about Marty Schottenheimer. Obviously, we remember him from 02 to 05, those Charger teams, LaDainian Tomlinson, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers towards the back half of it. So his old man's a great guy. And from everything I hear, Brian's a great guy too. I just wonder if a lifelong assistant can become a head coach. And this isn't me burying the poor guy before he starts his head coaching job. But I wonder if a lifelong assistant coach can make that transition into a head coach. Damian, we have sound of Adam Schefter this morning talking about Brian Schottenheimer and that hiring process. Folks, surprise, surprise, okay? Jerry Jones was the main person, obviously, bringing Brian in. And he was already on the staff, so it's not like they needed to bring him in or anything. He's familiar with the system, and Jerry was running the head coaching search, as we already knew. But I believe Colin said it earlier in the week on Russo and Rizzo. This is going to be a hire unlike any other hire in the NFL because of who Jerry Jones is and what the Cowboys, or excuse me, and how the Cowboys operate their business. All right, the Cowboys do things different with Jerry at the helm. It's Jerry's way or the highway, and Jerry's way was Brian Schottenheimer. Let's take a listen to Adam Schefter talk about the hiring process.
Jerry Jones felt very comfortable with when he called Friday night to deliver the news that he had just hired Brian Schottenheimer and that Brian Schottenheimer, a career assistant, is no longer a career assistant. He's now the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones sounded awfully excited about this. Brian Schottenheimer is somebody that he knows, is comfortable with, believes in, knows the system, that his quarterback, the highest paid player in football, Dak Prescott, is comfortable with. And so there are any number of elements that appeal to Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys as they move forward in these talks. They met with Brian Schottenheimer on Wednesday, again on Thursday, throughout the day on Friday, and clearly everything that they heard during those discussions made them come to the realization and the decision that there was no need to prolong this search any longer, and it was time to give Brian Schottenheimer his very first NFL head coaching job.
I love in the report, you know, Jerry called Adam Schefter. What was he, toasted shrimp cocktail too?
It's just, it's a he classic.
He was toasted shrimp cocktail while calling Adam Schefter.
It's just a classic Jerry Jones move. I think it's a classic Jerry Jones hire. What's been said about Jerry Jones is that he needs a head coach that he can, in a way, pull the strings and control. There was talks about Deion Sanders, but everybody knows what comes with Deion Sanders. You know, he's a polarizing presence. He kind of takes control. He takes the reins, and that's not something that I feel like Jerry Jones wanted. I think this hire is right up Jerry Jones' alley, and it's in essence, it's pretty much what we've been talking about Jerry Jones this whole time.
I knew that Deion thing was all a facade. Deion Sanders was never going to be the coach of the Cowboys. Now, I say never, but I really thought that was a headline at the time. I didn't think Jason Witten. Remember, we were hearing Jason Witten's name floated around there, too.
I mean, the Dallas Cowboys, they just love to be in the news. Yeah. They just love to be the headline. So
this is a Jerry hire, and I got to say, too, I would love to work for Jerry Jones. You never talk about stability.
Yeah, and loyalty.
The guy never fires anybody. And he let Mike McCarthy, who a lot of Cowboy fans wanted fired after they lost to the Green Bay Packers. I didn't think McCarthy did too bad of a job this year, winning seven games without their starting quarterback either.
No, and
but nonetheless, Jerry's a loyal guy. I would love to work for Jerry Jones.
Ultimately,
side note,
it was McCarthy's decision to leave the Cowboys. It's not like the McCarthy was fired or let go.
Yeah, his contract.
His contract was due, but I'm sure if he showed commitment, Jerry Jones would have renewed him.
So, Dame, let's go through. You sent me where Brian Schottenheimer has been throughout his entire coaching career. It started, as I mentioned earlier, starting in 2002. The Chargers quarterback coach under his dad, Marty, from 2002 to 2005. He was the Jets offensive coordinator from 06 to 2011. He was the Rams offensive coordinator from 2012 to 2014. I believe that was the Jeff Fisher years. It was right before McVay took the job. After that, he went to Georgia for a year in 2015. He was the Colts quarterback coach from 16 to 17. The Seahawks offensive coordinator from 2018 to 2020. Jaguars passing coordinator 2021, and then the Cowboys after that. So he's been with the Cowboys since 2022. He was an analyst and the offensive coordinator in 2023 and 2024. So Brian Schottenheimer, the new head coach for the Dallas Cowboys, 888-760-3776. This is Saturday Tailgate. We were presented by Hard Rock Bet. Who has been the best head coaching hire so far? If you want to chime in, 888-760-3776. One more time, Vrabel with the Patriots, Ben Johnson with the Bears, Aaron Glenn with the Jets, Liam Cohen with the Jags, Pete Carroll with the Raiders, and now Brian Schottenheimer with the Cowboys. I mentioned that the Saints are the last team that need a head coach. But before we get into that, I want to give you my answer to our question. Who has been the best offensive coordinator, or excuse me, the best head coaching hire so far? If you got an opinion, 888-760-3776. I am going to go outside the box here. And I'm not sure a lot of people have this answer. I like Ben Johnson to the Bears. I think he's the perfect coach for Caleb Williams. And I know Mike Tannenbaum, on Russo and Rizzo, Mike Tannenbaum, we interviewed him, and he told us, I asked the question, Mike, what's the biggest mistake that these teams make when it comes to hiring head coaches? And Mike T, nonetheless, said, when they try to bow down to the quarterback, when they make everything about the quarterback, I disagree. I humbly disagree. And Mike Tannenbaum knows more football than I will ever know in my entire life. With that said, this is the number one pick. This is the position for the Bears that they've struggled with for their entire existence after Papa Bear Halas. And let's call it what it is, okay? That was a different game back when Papa Bear Halas was coaching the Bears. Do you remember the punky QB, Jim McMahon, who won the Super Bowl? But after the punky QB, they've been through a ton. I think like Jay Cutler might be their best quarterback since the punky QB, Jim McMahon. So I like Ben Johnson of the Bears because I think he's going to figure out Caleb Williams. I think the defense is good enough already. Now, I got sold on the Bears. If you remember, Damian, I got sold on the Bears before this season. I thought the Bears would have had a season like the Vikings. Now, 14 wins for the Vikings. Let's give them their flowers.
Nobody expected that.
Let's give them their flowers in a fair play. But at the same time, I thought that the Bears were going to be the third team out of that division and the third team out of that division to make the playoffs. I said that there were going to be three teams to make the playoffs from that division. And I thought the third one was going to be, I did not give the Vikings a fighting chance. I thought J.J. McCarthy was going to turn into something. I thought that they were going to have their quarterback of the future. I was thinking 7-8 wins, but 14 wins was unbelievable. I thought it was going to be the Bears having that kind of year, successful year, playoff run with what they had. Shame on me for not realizing Matt Eberflus was a goat for all the wrong reasons.
I mean, and the Vikings, there was a lot of questions coming in, but I feel like those questions got answered for them, you know, with J.J. McCarthy getting hurt in the offseason.
Right.
I think that just made it easy for them to just throw out Darnold and for him to have a season kind of with no pressure. I mean, Darnold did have pressure because he is playing for his future in the NFL, but at the same time, there was little expectations for what Darnold can do. But I think this Ben Johnson hire is going to come down to not so much figuring out Caleb Williams, more about protecting him, because we saw that the offensive line last year, it was atrocious. You could say it was one of the worst in the NFL. And it's really going to come down to if Ben Johnson will prioritize that offensive line, which I think he will. And at the end of the day, it's fair to mention that Ben Johnson in Detroit, he had great running backs like Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. I think that will be important for this year. I know DeAndre Swift is a good running back, but they might have to go out there and get one more if they want to play a system similar to what they did in the Lions as an offensive coordinator.
The Lions were the best offense in the league. And he made Jared Goff, in my opinion, who's a mediocre quarterback. I know people hate when I say that. I mentioned I don't trust Goff in big spots.
He had a great running game.
Kid threw five interceptions. You know, three interceptions and I believe two other turnovers. Listen, Goff played great.
Three interceptions and a fumble.
You'll take him. If you're the Lions, you'll take him at quarterback. He's your answer at quarterback for now. You got a great team. You got a great head coach. I understand that. You're not trying to get in the market for a new quarterback. The point I was trying to make all year is that I don't trust him in a big spot. And lo and behold, he throws three interceptions and they're out of the playoffs. The best teams at home. The best teams at home, in my opinion, right now. I understand injuries and whatever, but I much rather have watched Lions and the Eagles. With all due respect to the Commanders, I know a ton of people are high on the Commanders. Our very own Colin Russo thinks they might outright win the game today. I'm not there. I much rather have watched the Lions, but let's focus on the now. So, Ben Johnson, that was my favorite move. Ben Johnson going to the Bears. And Ryan Poles, the GM, he's still there with the Bears. I think he realizes he needs offensive line. Damien, this is a guy who's probably making moves for his job. He's desperate. They won four games in a year where they were expected to win 8-10. So I think they understand what they need to do
in
Chicago.
To that point, I think if he didn't wrap up Ben Johnson, I think that probably would have costed him his job, because there was questions going into the offseason whether he was the right man for the job. And I think it was crucial for him to get someone like Ben Johnson as a head coach. That's kind of like a vote of confidence going into this next season.
Damien, what has been your favorite move? We have Vrabel to the Patriots, Ben Johnson to the Bears, Aaron Glenn to the Jets, Liam Cohen to Jacksonville, Pete Carroll to the Raiders, and now the breaking news as of last night, Brian Schottenheimer, the head coach for the Dallas Cowboys.
You know what? I think it's more of a project, but I like Pete Carroll at the Raiders. Mm. I think the Raiders, they're kind of in a limbo right now, and they need a guy that can kind of bring in some culture, similar to what we saw with Dan Campbell and the Lions. I know they're not similar in character, but Pete Carroll is a guy that throughout the years, guys just love to play for him. And I just feel like that's something that the Raiders need, and they kind of embody that kind of environment where they love it's a community team. You know, they have the great fans. I know they just moved to Las Vegas.
Sure.
But the Oakland Raiders fans, if we saw that franchise, the fans were everything. So to just bring a guy like Pete Carroll that can kind of build a culture, I think that's a great start for the Raiders.
Yeah, and then Stephen A. Smith of First Take, I really like what he said about Carroll. It's going to put respect back on the organization. They're going to get him back on track.
And that's what they need.
Definitely. This has been an organization that's been the butt of every joke since, let's see, the last time they made the playoffs. Believe back 2021, 2022-ish.
Derek Carr.
Yeah, the year the Bengals went to the Super Bowl. If you remember, Derek Carr had a chance to win in Cincinnati on the goal line. Obviously, didn't come to fruition. Cincinnati wins. They end up beating Buffalo, beating Kansas City, and going all the way to the Super Bowl. But that was the last time that they made a play. It's been like 3 or 4 years now since the Raiders have really done anything of note. And there's not a lot on the roster. You could put your fingerprints on it, right? You could get a quarterback. I've been hearing rumors about Russell Wilson. Hey, listen, can I say something? Because I know you were talking about this before the show. There's no reason for Russell Wilson to go to Vegas. There is no reason for Russell Wilson to go to Vegas. I understand that he's familiar with Pete Carroll, but remember I think people forget the falling out Russell Wilson had in Seattle. There's a big fallout with Wilson and Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks. I don't think there's a lot of love left in that relationship. I could be wrong, all right? But I think that would be a giant... talk about a waste of time, okay? That would be a giant waste of time
to your point, Russell Wilson and the Raiders. I mean, I think Russell Wilson, it makes sense, but at the end of the day, he's coming to a division where it's owned by Mahomes and the Chiefs, and then you also have the Chargers and Herbert. So Russell Wilson being in the stage where he is at in his career, why would you come to a division where you know your chances of making it out is very, very slim? And also a team ultimately that, like you said, they don't have the pieces to go on a run. I think this is more of it's a project. It's something that they're going to need 2 to 3 years to come to fruition. And I just don't think Russell Wilson is in that stage of his career.
And not to mention Bo Nix, you know, Nix had a pretty good rookie campaign.
Yep.
Sean Payton, I think, is a Hall of Fame coach as well, or if not Hall of Fame, right, you know, kind of in the conversation. But
he's got a Super Bowl.
What a waste of time Russell Wilson or the Raiders would be. What a waste. And unless it's like you're already, in my opinion, if Wilson were to go there, it's like you're already kind of waving the white flag on the year of, we don't know the answer at quarterback. This guy's going to come here, be the bridge quarterback. And we'll see where it goes.
From a franchise perspective, I think that makes sense to bring in Russell Wilson, have him be that quarterback.
So you're in for Wilson.
I just think it makes sense from a perspective where if you're thinking of drafting a quarterback, we've seen it work with other teams where you draft a quarterback with no expectations of starting him that first season and just having him sit behind a veteran like Russell Wilson and just kind of ease him into the process. I know that's not your – you kind of like the first-round
like
quarterback
playing,
to start right
away. I like playing your rookie, but I listen, I understand that Colin has kind of opened my eyes a little bit on, hey, Riz, might not be the worst thing and to I, not have him start me. I understand it. But
that goes case by case.
Look at Jaden Daniels. When you find the guy, mm-hmm. you have the guy. I mean, look at Jaden Daniels. Well, look at Joe Burrow.
The Commanders were in a situation where you can come in and start. I don't think the Raiders are. You know, they don't even have a wide receiver one.
No, they're
Whereas
not.
Whereas the Commanders,
not.
They had Terry McLaurin,
but,
so it makes sense.
There are more options than Russell Wilson, in my opinion. Look what Wilson did this year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I understand that Mike Tomlin and there's a lot of controversy there in Pittsburgh right now. There are a lot of angry Steeler fans out there. All right. And they call him mediocre Mike. They can't win a big game. 8 years, no playoff wins. It's crazy for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Super Bowl town. He had a rough year with Pittsburgh. I understand. You look at his statistics, it probably won't tell the story, but I don't think he – I have something called the eye test, Damian. Did Russell Wilson pass the eye test this year? He had good moments. He had good games.
At the beginning of the season, yes, and then it just started fading.
Well,
it's like he lost guys.
That's why Steeler fans can't stand Tomlin.
That moon ball was there at the beginning of the season, but it kind of faded towards the end.
But, yeah, I mean, we saw the Steelers go the bridge quarterback route, in my opinion, this year – with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. They went to the playoffs and they never had, I don't care what anybody says, they never had a chance against the Ravens.
I agree with that.
They never, I understand that the score might have made it seem like that was a close game. They never had a chance. I thought John Harbaugh took his foot off the gas pedal. That's just my two cents. But 888-760-3776. Who has been the best head coaching hire so far? Mike Vrabel to the Patriots. Ben Johnson to the Bears. Aaron Glenn to the Jets, Liam Cohen to the Jags, Pete Carroll to the Raiders, Brian Schottenheimer now hired by the Dallas Cowboys. That is the recent news as well. Schottenheimer to the Dallas Cowboys. Let's take a listen again, Damian, to Adam Schefter talk about Brian Schottenheimer getting hired by the Cowboys and the process Jerry Jones went through.
Jerry Jones felt very comfortable with when he called Friday night to deliver the news that he had just hired Brian Schottenheimer, and that Brian Schottenheimer, a career assistant, is no longer a career assistant. He's now the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones sounded awfully excited about this. Brian Schottenheimer is somebody that he knows, is comfortable with, believes in, knows the system, that his quarterback, the highest paid player in football, Dak Prescott, is comfortable with. And so there are any number of elements that appealed to Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys as they move forward in these talks. They met with Brian Schottenheimer on Wednesday, again on Thursday, throughout the day on Friday, and clearly everything that they heard during those discussions made them come to the realization and the decision that there was no need to prolong this search any longer, and it was time to give Brian Schottenheimer his very first NFL head coaching job.
So there is Adam Schefter talking about Brian Schottenheimer getting hired by the Cowboys. We have one head coaching vacancy left. We got one head coaching vacancy left, and that is the New Orleans Saints. And is it going to be Mike McCarthy? There have been rumors about them possibly wanting an offensive coordinator and an offensive-minded guy. If you remember Dennis Allen, kind of a defensive guy at heart, he was a longtime head coach there after Sean Payton. So what stinks for the Saints is I think it's a really good organization. I think it's a team that really, really has allure. But I don't know where you go from here. I mean, Damian, you got a name. You got a name for me for a possible New Orleans Saints head coaching job.
The favorite in Polymarket, which is like a betting thing, is Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator from the Bills.
And Joe Brady, if you guys remember, let's rewind to 2019. Joe Brady was the LSU offensive coordinator, which featured Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, that was one of the best college football teams of all time. You flip over to the defense with Patrick Queen, and I mean, dude, go back. I urge you guys to go back and look at that 2019 LSU team. I think my cousin went there, and he's a huge LSU fan, so like, maybe there's a bit of bias there, but that 2019 LSU team could be one of the best teams in college football history. And Joe Brady was the offensive coordinator there. I wouldn't mind the hire. I would not mind the hire at all.
I mean, and apart from LSU, we've seen what he's done with the Bills. And, you know, it wasn't always very easy with the Bills. And the Bills, they're a team where they don't have, I guess, an alpha wide receiver one. So you kind of had to improvise.
Well, hang on. They have Olave. They have, who is the kid? I apologize.
No, the Bills.
Bills. Keon Coleman. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the Saints.
No. The Bills. And
Well, Josh Allen makes that team better.
To Joe Brady's credit, I think he kind of had to get creative in a sense to use those skills that that Allen has and to not expose them, because you can kind of, if you really throw him out there and you just have him chucking the ball and running around crazy, you can kind of expose his talents. But I think he did a great job of kind of controlling it.
888-760-3776. Who has been the best head coach hire so far in the NFL? One more time. 888-760-3776. Who has been the best head coaching hire so far? I said Ben Johnson. Damian said Pete Carroll. What say you? 888-760-3776. Folks, I got to shout out my great friends at Hard Rock Bet. Download that Hard Rock Bet app today and get started, man. We're going to be making a parlay coming up later on in the show. We're going to parlay a couple of these player props and spreads. And I'll tell you what, that Discover tab, I'm going to be scrolling that Discover tab during this break, because they do a great job of letting you know kind of what are other people taking. I really don't know what to take. Oh, wait a minute. I could go right to this Discover tab and see the popular and trending parlays that people are taking. Also, they got a great rewards program, too. They got a great rewards program, too. So keep them in mind. My great friends at Hard Rock Bet. First off, they're Florida's only legal sportsbook. Florida's only legal sportsbook. Give that app a download today. That is Hard Rock Bet, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Must be in the state of Florida as well. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Offered by the Seminole Tribe in Florida. We got a caller, folks. 888-760-3776. We go to the phone line. I believe Kenny in West Palm. Kenny, what's going on, partner?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
So far, so good. On my way to work. I got to say, I'm liking the Pete Carroll hire.
Hmm.
Big time. Yeah, I like it because I feel like he can go ahead and make an establishment on where he wants to go, a direction on the team. And I feel like he's going to go ahead and step up to a GM position of sorts or something like that and maybe get somebody under his wing to take over as a head coach. Like that. I think that's probably the move.
Kenny, what are they going to do at quarterback? There's been a lot of rumors about possibly Russell Wilson coming in for the year. They have the number 6 pick in the NFL draft. Could they possibly trade up? What do you think they're going to do at quarterback?
I think there's an opportunity to trade up. But you know what? The Russell Wilson idea does sound intriguing, especially with Pete Carroll. You know, they got the history. But don't sleep on Sam Darnold. I don't think Minnesota has an idea, like, you know, what they want to do yet. And Darnold could be available, but Russell Wilson is probably the best bet for sure.
Kenny,
with the chemistry he has with Carroll.
Yeah, and interesting. You bring up Sam Darnold. What'd you make of his final two games?
Man, you know, everybody's allowed to have bad games, you know, and I don't think it definitely tells the story of the whole season. I don't think he should get flack on it because, you know, he is stepping up and he made things happen.
Right.
I feel like, quarterback is a whole, it's a big confidence thing. If he has a team fully to himself, I think Sam Darnold's fine, honestly. You know, he turned it around and you've seen what he can do. You put the pieces around him. You give him the confidence. You get the team to support him. He can make things happen. I like the Sam Darnold thing. I don't think it tells the whole story.
And Kenny, it's certainly better than Russell Wilson. Listen, mate, we appreciate the call. Have a good day at work, partner, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Appreciate you, fellas.
Thanks, Kenny. 888-760-3776, that number to call on in. That was Kenny in West Palm. He's with you. He likes Pete Carroll. Colin loved this move yesterday.
Yeah, and to Kenny's point, I think if we saw what Darnold benefited from in Minnesota was the boost of confidence. The confidence that he got from Kevin O'Connell is ultimately what I think resulted in the successful season that McCarthy had. And what better coach to do that with than Pete Carroll? You know, I think Pete Carroll is the coach. He's kind of like that grandfather figure where he can give Darnold that confidence and give him what he needs to really be successful moving forward with the Raiders. And the Raiders, I mean, they don't have a wide receiver one, but they did draft the tight end from Georgia.
Brock Bowers,
who was excellent. And I think moving forward, he could be a franchise piece.
I had to eat a crow, by the way, on Brock Bowers. I didn't think Brock Bowers or Ladd McConkey were going to transition well in the NFL. What a stupid and idiotic take that was by myself. Folks, we got to take a time out. Once again, presented by Hard Rock Bet. Download that Hard Rock Bet app today. We got to break down these conference championship games. I wish Detroit was playing. I do. A bit unfair for me to say that at this point. I understand. But we got to break down these games. It's the Commanders and the Eagles, and then the big one, the Bills and the Chiefs. Cannot wait for that one. I am going to be locked in to Bills and Chiefs, no doubt. Locked into all of them, but keep my good friends at Hard Rock Bet in mind, too, folks, to make the games a little more fun. Sprinkling a little money on the games. This is Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. We'll be right back on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Welcome back, folks. Saturday Tailgate, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. We are powered by Hard Rock Bet. 888-760-3776. That number to call on in. Who has been the best head coach hire so far? We heard from our good friend Kenny in West Palm earlier. Who has been the best head coaching hire so far? Obviously, the news of Brian Schottenheimer going to the Cowboys. Mike Vrabel to the Patriots. Ben Johnson to the Bears. Aaron Glenn to the Jets. Liam Cohen to Jacksonville. Pete Carroll to the Raiders. Brian Schottenheimer to the Cowboys. The Saints, that last team that needs a head coach. We're hearing rumors of Joe Brady. Could it be Mike McCarthy? 888-760-3776. Who has been the best head coach hire so far? I do need to apologize to Damian. Apparently, I've been telling everyone there are games today. Folks, the championship games will be Sunday. The conference championship games are going to be coming up tomorrow. And you got some really good matchups. Now, I mentioned I'd rather have seen the Lions. This is me crying over spilled milk, I think, at this point, because you got to give the Commanders their flowers and a fair play. Yeah. I mean, with a rookie quarterback, with a new head coach, new ownership. It's like I told Colin yesterday during Russo and Rizzo. You listen 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Colin Russo and Mike Rizzo. I told Colin yesterday, the Commanders, I think, ended the year 1-11 last year. They lost like 10 straight games to end the season last year. They have the number 2 overall pick. A complete change in ownership, obviously, with Snyder out. And by the way, there's a report on ESPN today, on ESPN.com, that apparently Snyder's sour grapes that the Commanders are having all of this success. I can't take that serious, but neither here nor there. They get new ownership, new GM, new head coach, new quarterback, bring in free agents, and look at them. They're one game away from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's really, the NFL is one of those leagues, Damian, where you could be one of the worst teams in the NFL in 1 year, and then you could really turn it around.
And I think they deserve to win against the Lions for sure. And what was the most impressive part about it was with a rookie quarterback to have zero turnovers in the game and complete 3 out of 4 fourth downs, I think that ultimately was the reason why they won the game. And it's not something you see with a rookie-led team. So to fair play to them, I think they deserve to beat the Lions. But I agree with you. I would have loved to see the Lions in this division championship.
You got and listen, I say it's what the NFL is one of those leagues where you could really get it right quick, but you got to make the right decisions. You got to make the right decisions. And where does that start? That starts with ownership. So with Snyder out of the picture, I don't think that it's a coincidence that you're able to figure out the GM and you're able to figure out the head coach. So we got a caller, folks, 888-760-3776. We got Taylor from Stewart joining the program. Taylor, how are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, partner. What do you got on your mind?
A lot. As a lifelong Cowboys fan, what is your guys' expert opinion on that hire?
I think Brian Schottenheimer has been a lifelong assistant. I think that everywhere he's gone, there has been a sense of respect. He comes from a long line of coaches in his family, Marty Schottenheimer, Marty's dad. And I don't mind the hire. I just wonder if Schottenheimer is going to be able to make that transition from an assistant coach to a head coach. I wonder if he's going to call plays. Yeah, I wonder if he's going to call plays D as well.
And to give you some confidence, Taylor, Dak Prescott under Schottenheimer in 2023, he was second in total QBR, first in pass touchdowns, second in completion percentage, and third in pass yards. So it's obvious that Dak Prescott has that familiarity with him. He's comfortable with him. But ultimately, I think this was a Jerry Jones hire, but I think he could work out for the Dallas Cowboys.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Do you think it's better than a Witten hire since he has more experience?
Well, let's be honest. Jason Witten would have been a reach. I mean, that would be somebody who really doesn't have any coaching experience at any level. So I absolutely like it a lot more than Jason Witten. Now, maybe Witten comes on as an assistant or something within the organization. But I know Jerry Jones really likes him. But what I'm happy is I'm happy they didn't go to the Deion Sanders route. I love Prime more than any, more than the next guy. But I thought that probably would have been a nightmare.
With him and Jerry clashing, that would not have worked out well.
Counterproductive, for
now,
sure.
Now, partner, what do you think of the games coming up on Sunday? Do you have a feel on who's going to win, Eagles and Commanders and then the Bills and the Chiefs?
I called it from early in the year. Me and my dad were talking about who do you think is going to go to the Super Bowl. And I had the Bills and the Eagles as my pick.
Okay.
Being a Cowboys fan.
It's still alive. The pick's still alive. Well, partner, thank you so much for the call. We'll talk to you next time, okay?
All right. You too. Thank you.
Yep. 888-760-3776 is that number to call on in. Who has been the best head coaching hire so far? There was our buddy Kenny and Stewart. Asking about his beloved Taylor and Stewart. Taylor and Stewart. I apologize, Sarah. That was Taylor.
Kenny West Palm, yeah. Taylor and Stewart.
Sorry, it's early.
It's early.
It's
early.
Been a long week. But our good buddy Taylor wanted to get our opinions on Brian Schottenheimer and his beloved Cowboys. But getting back on track here with the conference championships, I guess I am sour grapes for not watching Dan Campbell. I have an infatuation. I have a man crush on Dan Campbell. And I'm just so upset that they weren't up to snuff and that they weren't able to do it. Like I
don't know if you watched the press conference after the game. I mean, the man was in tears.
That's why I like him, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He wears his heart on his sleeve,
they
for sure.
They play for him, too, man. God, those players play for him. And him being a former player, I think it's a lot. Like, sometimes that whole former player card doesn't, I think, work. But, man, does it work for Coach Campbell. And neither here nor there. Let's focus on the now. I got the Eagles, and we're going to build a parlay here coming up in the final segment with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. But I like the Eagles and the points. Outside of that, I think the Eagles have the better defense. I think Jaden Daniels finally makes a mistake. He has not thrown an interception.
Incredible.
In what, two playoff games?
I mean, the Lions had three playoff games. More yards than the Washington Commanders and still lost. Due to the turnover battle.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lions had 5, Commanders had 0. And like I said earlier, it's incredible to see that with a rookie-led quarterback, because that's ultimately what we see in rookie quarterbacks.
In two playoff games, he has not thrown an interception. Did not throw one against the Buccaneers. And obviously, with the 45-31 win over what I thought was the best team in the NFL in the Detroit Lions, all he did was throw for 300 yards and have 2 passing touchdowns.
Now, I will say,
also 51 yards on the ground.
In tomorrow's game, I think it'll be interesting to see Jalen Hurts' health. I know he's banged up on his knee, and I don't know if you saw what the DC came out and said, that if the Eagles did put Jalen Hurts in situations where he was rushing the ball, they were going to hit him like a running back. So I think it's interesting to see where that health is and how much they will hold back, knowing that that knee is kind of compromised.
888-760-3776. If you guys got thoughts on conference championship weekend and the head coaching hires throughout the NFL. Quickly touching a little bit on that Buffalo and Kansas City game. I love Buffalo and the points. For some reason, everything in this game tells you the Chiefs are going to win. Everything in this game tells you the Chiefs are going to win. The game's at Arrowhead. Patrick Mahomes is their quarterback. Andy Reid is a genius when it comes to playoff time. They've won the last two Super Bowls. Travis Kelce caught 120 yards of Patrick Mahomes' 177 yards passing in the divisional round. Everything tells you that Mahomes' magic or the Chiefs' block magic is going to come alive in this game. But Damian, my gut is telling me Buffalo in this game. I'll tell you more when we come back. Folks, this is Saturday Tailgate. We are powered by Hard Rock Bet. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez, right here on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Folks, it is time for us to make our parlay with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Saturday Tailgate, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. We are live in the City Place Studios here in downtown West Palm Beach, and we are powered by Hard Rock Bet. Folks, download that app today. The only legal gambling book here in the state of Florida. They have a great reward system. They got awesome Discover page. And Damian, I'm on the Discover page right now. We're about to build our parlay, and I see a couple of things right now that I'm really intrigued on. That is the Hard Rock Bet app. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and physically present in the state of Florida to wager. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888. Call 1-888. Add minute. So download that app, folks. And I'm on this Discover tab right now. And listen to this one. Saquon anytime. Travis Kelce anytime. A.J. Brown anytime. Terry McLaurin anytime. James Cook anytime. That's $10 to win $475.
Wow. I mean, that is one... Which one won't score on that? That's the question.
Plus 4,650. Now, obviously, it's why you're getting those odds. It's a lot. But, D, you like a couple of guys to score.
I do. I love Terry McLaurin. I think in this game against the Eagles, Washington is going to have to be aggressive. You know, they're going to have to get ahead to keep the Eagles from running the ball as much as they do. So I think Terry McLaurin is in a perfect spot to score a touchdown. And at plus 160, give me Scary Terry any day.
Okay, so Terry McLaurin is added. That's plus 160 odds. How about the guys getting minus odds? You got Saquon Barkley at minus 300. Jalen Hurts at minus 135. Obviously, with Hurts and the tush push, right, you assume he's going to get in.
Now careful with that knee injury. I mean, right. I don't know how much of it is blowing smoke, playing mind games. But if that knee is compromised, it could affect his tush push.
How about E.J. Jenkins at plus 4,000? I'm just throwing stuff at the
Imagine
wall.
Imagine plus 4,000, 10 bucks will win you what?
Partner E.J. Jenkins, plus 4,000. Ay, fey. Let's add the zeros here. What, $4,000?
Yeah, I believe.
$4,000? Not a math.
I think that would be a donation, though. Let's be honest.
I'm not a mathematician. That would 100% be a donation bet. So, I've added, hang on, I accidentally added the Eagles spread here.
You know
who's
somebody else I really like? And it's not
who?
For him to score a touchdown, but I like Xavier Worthy. Receiving yards over 48.5. Mm. I think in this game, the Chiefs will open up that air. The Chiefs will open up that air raid. And also remember in the draft, the Bills actually traded down when they had a chance to draft Xavier Worthy. And right, he did mention he had that chip on his shoulder. So I believe this is a game where Xavier Worthy can cover that 48.5.
48.5. All right. Yep. So we'll put over Xavier Worthy over 48.5. All right. That's two from you. Let's get me on the board here with the couple. I took this on Friday with my parlay of the weekend with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. But partner, I truly like James Cook anytime.
Love
touchdown.
James Cook.
I mentioned in the short that I made for it. They've really figured out that run game over the last couple of years. If you remember, the Chiefs went years of not having a 1,000-yard rusher on that roster. In the last 2 years now, James Cook has been able
to... The Bills.
You said
the Chiefs.
Sorry. The Bills have been able to figure out that run game, and James Cook really has been able to hold that down. So we'll go James Cook anytime touchdown there. That is plus 120 odds. So that's three.
I think those odds are very, very generous for James Cook touchdown. I mean, he has what, 17 this season?
Yep.
Franchise record. So, I mean, you said it. James Cook has been phenomenal. And ultimately they go to James Cook to take some pressure off Josh Allen. So I think this could be a big game for James Cook.
Let's go off the beaten path on one of these, because right now it's 10 to win 110. Let's make it a little spicier. It's the backup tight end. Is it Noah Gray? Is that Noah Gray?
For the Chiefs?
Yeah.
That'd be Noah Gray.
Let's go Noah Gray anytime. Plus 500. I like those odds.
I like it. I like it because Andy Reid gets creative in those red zones.
And I understand that Kelsey, it's playoff time. It's Travis Kelsey time. But I think Noah Gray can maybe sneak in for a touchdown here. So that's four. We got four total. We got Xavier Worthy over 48.5 passing yards. We have James Cook anytime, Noah Gray anytime, and Scary Terry McLaurin anytime. That's plus 6,000 odds. 10 to win 611. Who says no?
I love that.
Who says no, partner?
I love that.
We came pretty darn close last week in that Chief game.
Yes.
I believe the spread didn't cover.
Yeah, that's what it came down to.
It was only the spread. All of our anytime.
Kareem Hunt had a touchdown.
Travis Kelsey had a touchdown. All of our anytimes hit, except for the spread.
It always comes down to one. It's always one.
And as Christian Catt, our producer of Russo and Rizzo, Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, and Christian Catt, you can listen to the show. You listen to the program 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Christian Catt says, Riz, you rather have all of them miss instead of just one.
Yeah.
That
burns
really,
more.
That really hit me. That really hit me in a different way yesterday when he did say that. All right. Prediction times. I think it's the Eagles. And I think it's the, for some reason, my gut, I told you before the break, everything says the Chiefs in this game. In Arrowhead, Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelsey had an unreal game in the divisional rounds. The black magic, the referees, the penalties, the questionable penalties. Everything says the Chiefs in this game. But my gut is telling me Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to go with the Bills.
I gotta
can't believe I'm
you.
Doing it. I guess it's me. And listen, I don't hate the Chiefs by any means, okay? But I'm sick of it. Honest to God, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the Chiefs. I'm sick of them getting calls. And let's make one thing clear. The Texans didn't lose that game because the Chiefs got calls. They played terrible.
That's what it comes down to.
The Texans, I'm going to say something. I'm a miserable Brown fan, but the Texans were terrible
all
year.
I feel like the Chiefs have played against, they've played against teams that have beaten themselves.
Correct.
And I don't think the Bills are a team that will beat themselves. They don't turn the ball over. So I agree. I got to go Bills in this game.
Appreciate everybody who listened. Saturday Tailgate, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. We are powered by my good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Download that Hard Rock Bet app today. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 years or older to wager and present in the state of Florida. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888. Admit it. We'll catch up with you guys next week. Enjoy the football tomorrow. I already miss college football, folks. We'll catch up with you next time. Bye.